settle in. Taking a few slightly deeper breaths. And bringing your awareness to the exhalation. Inviting a letting go. We can't force a letting go. It's not an act of will, but we can invite again and again the possibility of letting go. And the breath is a powerful teacher in letting go. We let go with each and every exhalation. The body receives the in-breath, and it releases the out-breath. So we intimately know this practice of letting go. Our very biology, our very cells know how to let go. And letting the breath just find a natural, easeful rhythm in the background of your awareness. Not needing to manipulate or control the breath in any way. And resting into a felt sense of the body. This body sitting here, breathing. And feeling the touch points between feet and the earth, between your body and the chair. And see if you can let your body land more fully. You might notice if there's any unnecessary efforting to hold yourself up. And can there be any measure of releasing more fully into the support that's available to you to let yourself be held? To let yourself rest. And from this place that begins with support and ease there might be. An elongation through the spine, a quality of alertness or engagement. That grows out of ease, that's not about efforting. We spend so much energy in being tense or tight. And there's actually, it can be an upwelling of energy that arises from a place of ease. And again, this isn't about making anything happen in your experience right now. It's creating the conditions for more ease, more rest, and then allowing for the possible arising of energy or engagement, and then noticing if or when that arises, so that you don't miss it. And if it works for you, you might let the breath be your anchor, be your home base during this practice. Wherever the breath feels most alive for you, where it feels easy, and perhaps even enjoyable, to feel and follow the breath. And noticing that the breath arises out of being. The breath doesn't arise out of effort. Just being alive gives rise to breathing. So just letting yourself rest into this natural rhythm of give and take, of replenishment and release. Opening to each in-breath. Letting it fill you. And then releasing each out-breath. Letting it go. Whenever the mind wanders into past or future, and it's calling the mind home to the breath, You might even call it home with just a simple word of reminder. Maybe just, oh, here. Here. Inviting yourself back here to this moment, to this breath. Or sometimes people prefer the word home, like come home, home to this moment, to this breath. here. Letting go of wherever you've been and letting yourself rest here, right here. And as we come toward the final minutes of this practice, resting into this moment right here, here is always available to us, no matter how far we've traveled in the mind, no matter how long we've been gone. Here is as close as the next breath. In this capacity to receive the moment and to let go. Is also always available. The body's practicing it in every moment, with every breath. Just let yourself reflect. How might this capacity to be here be of benefit as you move through the world, as you interact with others? How might the capacity to let go and to receive, you know, this exchange, inform how you interact with the world as well? How might it be to plug into the natural rhythms of give and take in the here and now? How might that support the creation of a world where there's more peace or ease? May this practice of cultivating caring presence be in the service of a world where all beings know peace, ease, and freedom from suffering. May it be so. Letting yourself take a slightly deeper breath. Maybe gifting the body some gentle movement or a little stretch as you gradually release this practice, opening the eyes, returning out into the space where you are. So this capacity for rest, for ease, for easeful presence in the present, in the here and now, is really the foundation of our practice. And I think the more difficult and complicated times get, the more it is helpful to come back to the essence, to come back to the basics. And David White says this of rest. He says, rest is the conversation between what we love to do and how we love to be. Rest is the essence of giving and receiving. So it is this cycle. You know, sometimes we think of rest as this really like passive, almost like collapse. You know, I'm going to rest in front of the TV and just like tune out. And in many ways, rest is a balanced engagement, and it's actually really important. This is a writing from William and Nancy Martin, and they have this lovely little book on caregiving, you know, for caregivers. And in many ways, I feel like we are all tending to the world right now. You know, it's like the world needs tremendous care. You know, the environment needs our care, our society, our political systems need our care, our social structures. Like, in some ways, what I'm seeing as I sit with people is this tremendous fatigue, because there's so much output and there's not necessarily a balanced input to keep people fueled for the, you know, journey. And just like tending someone who's sick or dying, it can be a long process. So, you know, finding ways to build resilience and care is really important. So William and Nancy Martin say this: knowing what to do is not as important as knowing when to stop doing it. Resisting the way things are keeps us trapped in a loop of doing and striving. If we believe our conditioned mind, there is never a time when we can stop doing. There is always more to do. If we trust our Tao mind — they come out of a Taoist tradition, so you could substitute wise mind, intuitive mind, like the deep mind, not the thinking mind. So if we trust our Tao mind, times to stop and rest appear like rainbows, surprising us in the cloudy sky. Pay attention to these times. So one of the invitations — and we talked a little bit about this last time — with islands or pockets of peace are what are going to sustain us. It's like noticing when there's an opportunity for rest. So, you know, even in the last couple of days, you know, it's like, oh, the sky is clear and the mountains are snow-capped, and sometimes my eyes come to rest on a view of the mountains, and that's a moment of rest. It's like, oh, or just resting, maybe not so far afield, but here's a bird that lands on the tree as outside as I'm drinking my morning tea. And rather than hanging out in the conditioned mind of, oh my gosh, what's my to-do list today? Oh yeah, I have to make that phone call, and I need to tell so-and-so this. It's like, what if I actually just take a few breaths and, you know, savor that here's this living being sitting on a branch outside my window, and it's breathing and I'm breathing, and there's a moment of connection, there's a moment of peace. So rest, you know, rest is part of, it's one of the ingredients, essential to peace. And last time we talked some, or in the last couple of times, we've been talking about, you know, equanimity as well, this capacity to be in the midst of what's happening. You know, we talked a little bit about, I think, those winds of change, and the Buddha says, praise and blame, gain and loss, pleasure and pain, fame and disrepute are the 8 worldly winds. They ceaselessly change. As a mountain is unshaken by the wind, so the heart of a wise person is unmoved by all the changes of the earth. And one of the ways we can be unmoved is if we can rest in the now, in this moment, here. Because often what's happening is we're moving. The mind is moving. The mind is just, you know, this turbulent sea of activity. And when we can actually feel those moments of peace, it can be really nourishing. And that means sometimes not attending to what we think needs doing. One of my favorite quotes, some of you may have heard this, is Thomas Merton says, to allow oneself to be carried away by a multitude of conflicting concerns, to surrender to too many demands, to commit oneself to too many projects, to want to help everyone in everything, is to succumb to the violence of our times. So there's a sacredness in resting, and by spotlighting this today, I'm not in any way wanting to minimize how much need there is in the world right now for engagement, that wise action is called for in many arenas. There's a lot of things people I know are doing to support fair and accessible elections in these days and in the whatever comes after next Tuesday. And I would really encourage you to engage in the sacred pause, to allow yourself moments in the midst of activity to rest, because we can't fix everything, and we can't fix everything immediately. So it's attending to what's here now. So when the mind is spinning and saying, oh my gosh, I need to do this, and I need to do this, and I need to do this, and like, what if this happens, and then I'll need to do that? It's like coming back to here, and you might use the simplicity of that word, here, or maybe now, or home, so that when we get really anxious about what might happen, or anxious about what we need to do or not do, to let yourself rest for even a few breaths, and to let go of the thoughts, even for just a moment. And when we think, I don't know how to let go of this, the body can be a real friend there too, because we do know how to let go. The body knows how to let go, and just like we let the body lead the mind when we sit in stillness, and we give the mind a steady place to land and come home to, the body can also remind us, oh, we know what it feels like to let go of a breath. If all you did was breathe in and hold on to it, you'd be in trouble. You know, these natural rhythms of taking in and releasing are part of our wiring. And the mind can learn from the body. We take in information and ideas, and we can invite a letting go. It may or may not happen. And when we can't let go in the mind, we can shift attention and let go in the body. So that's what I'll offer for the moment. And what I'd love to do is gift you a little time in small groups, if you want to connect with one another around this topic of peace or presence, of letting go, of being here, whatever peace might speak to you, or maybe just how you're caring for yourself in the coming week of everything that's happening. And we'll take about 7 minutes or so, and to just share your thoughts and reflections and enjoy each other's company. And bye, Kathy. Rest. Yes. 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 Oh, the fear melters. Yeah. I'm happy to. So welcome back. Good to see you all. I'll just see if there's anything that wants to be shared or spoken from your conversations or your reflections. Julie, yeah. Thanks, Julie. Any last thoughts?
Thank you.
Yeah, so sweet to be with you and to work with this quality of simple presence in whatever way you can as there's complexity. It's like just here, you know, we're just surfing this wave right here. And I thought I would close with just a short little story that Donald Babcock offers. He says, "Now we are ready to look at something pretty special. It is a duck riding the ocean 100 feet beyond the surf as he cuddles in the swells. There is a big heaving in the Atlantic, and he is part of it. He can rest while the Atlantic heaves, because he rests in the Atlantic. Probably he doesn't know how large the ocean is, and neither do you. But he realizes it. And what does he do, I ask you? He sits down in it. He reposes in the immediate as if it were infinity, which it is. That is religion, and the duck has it. How about you?" So be the duck in the heaving ocean this week. Here. In the now. Oh, this one was The Art of Forgiveness, Loving Kindness, and Peace by Jack Kornfield. Yep, I will see you Wednesday. Bye.